This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with yet another purview into, is that the right word? I guess it is, yeah. An overview of what's going on in the world of health. My friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, so another hour of Good Day Health on the air. A focus on the news, the information that Ken has gleaned by looking at seven or eight of the important medical journals. We'll go through that, plus some of your questions this hour. Plus, we're going to have a conversation with a gentleman who has originated something that I'm betting all of you have used or you know about. And if you don't know about it or you haven't used it, Ken and I are going to talk about why you should, what you should know about how to deal with pain, muscle pain, joint pain, certain skin conditions. It'll all be part of our conversation coming up in a moment or two. In the meantime, speaking about conversation about things that are important, Ken and I continue to be amazed at the number of people who are on Super Beats, who use Super Beats, and you know, Super Beats is happy to present this hour of Good Day Health with Ken. And that's because they know that he knows how well this product works to enhance your body. It's effective. It's safe. It's really a pretty unusual and amazing story when you get right down to it. Who would have thought that somebody would figure out that beets can be this important to your health and well-being, Ken?
And you don't even have to think you're eating beets, but it's ingredients.
Right. Well, so what is there? Let's explain what we're talking about here for a minute.
Well, as recent as 1988, a very important medical discovery was made that there's a third important gas in the body called nitric oxide. And prior to that, we knew nothing about this. This gas is so important that if you don't continuously make it, your body doesn't function well. Your cells from head to toe can't talk to each other. Your blood pressure will be going up and you'll feel lousy. And the easiest way to continuously remake this nitric oxide is by getting the building blocks from foods. But it's very hard to get enough, and most people, as they get into middle age, their tank of nitric oxide gets depleted. And the folks at Neogenes who make the products, the two of them, Neo40, which gets the tank of nitric oxide up, and the Superbeats, which gives you a boost of nitric oxide, this company, in collaboration with a physiologist at Baylor University, have come up with a saliva test. You can easily check your nitric oxide level. Just put a little bit of saliva on a test strip. See the color. You'll know immediately whether you're good, in between, or low. And if you're low, I recommend their product Neo 40. It's a way to get your tank level up. The body will be working properly. All of your organs will function better, longer, your heart, your blood pressure. You need this or you will not be working the way you should. Because how this works is, you know from high school biology, the red blood cells carry oxygen from head to toe, but they first have to have a second gas that they carry, the nitric oxide, to spray the blood vessels, to open them up, to let them in. It's like a garage door for the blood vessels. If the red blood cells don't have nitric oxide, they can't even get in and deliver the oxygen. So you need to continuously remake this. I recommend everyone check their nitric oxide level. And then if you need a sudden boost of energy, you're working out, or you're getting that lull at mid-afternoon, their second product, Super Beats, is a great way, naturally and safe, to get a boost of energy to avoid those high energy drinks, which really are not a very good idea.
Super Beats, circulation superfood. Take Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. And get like the pros, the college athletes that are using Super Beats to help them be their best. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. You get free shipping as well. Mention Dr. Ken when you call 800-655-4183 to order Super Beats. They're guaranteed or your money back. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. In a moment, We meet the gentleman who's responsible for helping so many people around the country eliminate muscle joint pain. You're going to love the information we have for you right after this. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
All right, we have about 12 after the hour here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And now joining us is Ben Blessing, who's the owner of Blue Emu. He's executive vice president, has been a member of the Spine Health Foundation as a board member there. And in terms of Blue Emu, you can understand, Ken, why that might be helpful, because how you use Blue Emu, you and I have both had the benefit of being exposed to this product. I have a bad problem in my lower back, as you know, and this stuff has been fabulous, not just great, but fabulous at relieving the symptoms of the pain. So let's talk about Blue Emu, where it comes from first. Ben, thanks for joining us. It's very interesting when you come across products. This is not new, though. I mean, I'm talking like it's a new product. How long has this been around?
Yes, and thank you all for having me, by the way. This is actually, as you're aware, I mean, it's been around for a little over 12 to 13 years, but we acquired the brand about 3.5 years ago, and it kind of like, because I come from an acquisition world, you know, you find brands like this that are actually helping alleviate issues that consumers are having, but the ownership is not promoting that in an effective way, and that's what we were able to do, and as we've shared offline, you know, we've taken a brand that was pretty well known to now the fourth largest topical analgesic in the United States. So it has exploded in growth because consumers were looking for pain relief that didn't have some odor to it or some burning sensation. They were just looking for some relief, you know.
Well, that's what I felt when I've had a bottom line problem with my lower back since I was 18 years old. And I'm a long stretch from 18 now. And I go to all these guys and they want to have an operation. They want to do this, they want to do that. So when we actually got the Blue Emu, put it on, and it was really pretty amazing how it dealt with. So what's it doing? I guess clinically, I'll leave Ken to ask you most of the clinical questions, but I want to know so that people know if they put it on, what actually is happening in their bodies when you apply, like I did, the Blue Emu. This was the super strength cream that I was using. What's it doing?
Well, so like you said, it's depending on the SKU you're using. When we took over the company, we started launching a lot of new SKUs out of the blue, you name, that had even more powerful ingredients in it. Yeah, new products. I'm using
SKU is an inside. I got SKU is an inside reference to keeping your in people's wherever you are, department store, grocery store. They have SKU numbers for things to keep up with whatever is in stock. And so that's really what you're talking about.
So the general 4 ounce jar, the main ingredients that are doing a lot of the work is the emule and the glucosamine, and you'll find that in our ingredients list and the aloe in there as well. If you've got the, a lot of people use our 4 ounce jar, believe it or not, for just simply dry skin. But then you have people that use it for other ailments that are keeping their muscles and joints sore. And the emu oil, as in case no one's aware, I mean, it does come from the emu bird. We get a lot of questions on that because in the United States, the emu bird isn't really a consumed animal. Overseas, it is. It is raised a lot like cattle are raised. Emu meat is a phenomenal. It's the leanest red meat you can eat. We have it stocked fold here now. It's actually wonderful meat to eat. But the oil actually comes from the glands and the fat cells. And what's incredible about it, and we've actually done frond cell studies, and I'm sure Dr. Ken's very familiar with those, on the penetration enhancements that emu oil does. And so emu oil can actually get 3 to 4 layers down into the skin, which, as you all are aware, that's what you're trying to
that's
do with
I'm
any ingredient that's topical.
What I'm feeling in my back. All right. So, Ken, I'm going to leave it to you now to get to the nitty-gritty here from the doctor's point of view.
You're great. Ben, it's great to have a chance to connect with you. You know, as a cardiologist, I am so concerned about what a lot of the people are taking for pain, and I get this question all the time. What can I safely take for pain? Arthritis pain, pain of joints and muscles, which is so common as people work out, as they're living longer into their lives, and it's really hard to find something that people can take long-term that's safe and effective. These non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the Motrins, the Advils of the world, more and more studies are showing that you take these longer and longer and you're just going to do your heart in. And it's wonderful when you have a product that you can get right to the spot where you're having the problem. It's safe. It's effective. People like it. It's a natural product. And this is just exactly in my wheelhouse where I want to see a natural product right at the spot. And it's not going to cause all of the horrible problems that all these pain medicines that people are swallowing and leading to terrible problems. Tell us a little bit more, Ben, about the ingredients, because, you know, most of us don't know about what exactly emu oil is. You know, I see this now in Publix all through Florida. It's been distributed wonderfully, but I'm sure a lot of our listeners are not familiar with the emu oil. Can you just expand a little bit on it about the benefits? We didn't even talk about the healing benefits. I have patients who use this for healing wounds.
Yeah, I mean, and as you're aware, Dr. Ken, there's a lot of claims, and I'll say this so that I can say the claims. There's a lot of claims that the FDA doesn't allow us to make because there have been no large-scale emu oil studies done in the prescription drug world. So you see a lot of great natural products that get out onto the market, and they start making these great claims, and then the FDA shuts them down. And so we've been very mindful of that, that we have a lot of studies to make claims that we do, but we also don't want to go overboard saying healing. Like you said, a lot of people use it to heal wounds, but if I got out there making commercials that say that, I'd be shut down before I blinked.
we don't want to do that, and I know the evidence is insufficient there, but I just hear it from my patients.
Well, the evidence is sufficient, and that's to say we've got little studies, and we just haven't done the $100 million prescription drug study to make those claims. But so emu oil is a fatty acid, just like your fish oils, so you also get the benefits that you would of the fish oils, but you don't have the odor that tends to come with the fish oil. And I'd mentioned that emu oil is a penetration enhancer, which a lot of people, that should make sense to them. In our maximum arthritis, we actually put an NSAID with it so that it would enhance the penetration of that NSAID into the joint or into the muscle. But the 4 ounce jar, as you're all aware, it doesn't contain anything but the emu oil, the glucosamine, the aloe, and different ingredients to assist in the muscles and joints. And not what's unique about emu oil from almost every other oil, because oils are big in the world right now. Everyone does these doTERRA oils and all these carrier oils. That's the big thing now. But emu oil is unique in the fact that it is odor-free, it's a penetration enhancer, and it has shown to have anti-inflammatory activities. And through study after study, you'll see they'll put emu oil up against NSAIDs, and it will sit right on par with an NSAID. But obviously, as you said, even topical NSAIDs done over time can actually cause harm to the patient if you're not.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Get back to the information that's here. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert from his facility, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida. I want to go. We have a number of things that we need to cover here, Ken, that you've researched. So let's get at it. One of the things I've heard a lot of discussion lately about diabetes. Matter of fact, you may or may not have heard that Apple apparently has put together a research team. They're going to work on a cure for diabetes, and it's somehow going to be, this is how genius these are. Apparently Steve Jobs, before he died, put together a team of four or five specialists, and they're in one of the buildings on the campus at Apple, and they're trying to find a cure for diabetes that will be tied to having regular injections, whatever it is, on your Apple Watch. I mean, can you imagine the genius of these people? Somehow, when they find out what it takes to keep your diabetes in check, then they're going to figure out how to have whatever the facility is, whatever the way is to treat the diabetes associated with an Apple product. When you think about it, maybe because you normally, if you have bad, serious diabetes, a lot of people have it for 20 years or more. They got to get injections every day. And so they're working on a way to eliminate having to do that. Can you imagine?
Well, I think they're timing the injections based on the Apple Watch. I think that's really what they're discussing.
Yeah.
Not an actual cure of the problem, just a novel way to treat it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty clever, though, isn't it?
They could use a new product.
Yeah, right. Yes, right. Okay. All right. So speaking of diabetes, there's news this week about how good fresh fruit is for you. as opposed to canned fruit for maybe what is an obvious reason. Yes?
Well, it's not so obvious. And I've been discussing this and advocating for this, but it hasn't been obvious. And I'm glad that hopefully this will settle this issue. This came out of PLOS Journal this week. And this is regarding diabetics who are uneasy about even eating natural fruit. And I talk to these diabetics all the time, Doug, in the office. And hopefully this will reassure. And in this article, they discuss about how fresh fruit and vegetables are healthful for most of us, but people with diabetes may avoid eating fresh fruit because of its high sugar content. And I hear this all the time. And here I am sitting in Florida, and people won't eat oranges, and they're plentiful if they have diabetes. But people who did not have diabetes at the beginning of the study and consumed fresh fruit in high amounts had a significantly lower risk of diabetes. Additionally, those who had diabetes, Doug, at the beginning of the study and consumed high amounts of fruit had a significantly lower risk of dying from any cause, as well as a lower risk of developing complications of the heart. So this is just reassuring news. You have diabetes. It's good to eat fruit. Don't worry about the sugar naturally from fruit. And if you don't have diabetes, eat a lot of fruit. Don't worry about getting diabetes.
Yeah. All right. So that's good. That has to come under the good news department, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Natural sugar in fruit is okay. It's not going to bring on diabetes.
See, every once in a while you hear, like oranges. I have, every morning I have oranges, I have apples, I have pears, I have raspberries, blackberries, blueberries,
cherries,
yogurt, bananas. I usually have some pineapple and some mangoes.
You're not going to have diabetes.
Well, but see, I was told, and I can't remember where I heard it, that I need to look out because I have grapes too. Grapes and oranges have lots of natural sugar, but you're saying that's not a problem.
That is exactly the tide that I have been fighting, and hopefully this article will settle it.
Mm-hmm. All right, fresh fruit. Eat lots of it. Because it'll prevent diabetes and complications of diabetes. Who wants to suffer from that? My God.
Just remember, make it part of your calorie count. But fruits and vegetables, you need a lot.
Every day. All right, good word. Dr. Ken and Doug continue. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day Health.
The Craftsman C3 19.2-volt 3-speed impact driver boasts 3 user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low-speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome back to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins me. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we spend an hour together going through a lot of the information that comes from these various publications, the journals of medicine, the ones that affect you, that impact your life, your health, your well-being. Thanks to Ken and his interpretation. Ken's a cardiologist. Lake Cardiology is in Mount Dora, Florida. And if you ever find yourself of a mind, like I do every year at least once, to go see Ken, get yourself checked out from head to toe, or you have cardiological problem, circulation problem, and you don't like what your doctor at home has said to you, get on a plane and go down to to Mount Dura probably isn't the stop. You probably have to get off in Orlando or Sanford, and then you go see Canyon, go over and see the Space Coast and all the other things. There's a little amusement park that's located nearby, too, that you might want to see. Anyway, the connection to Ken is 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400 for an appointment to go in and spend the day with Ken. It'll be a worthwhile effort, I'm telling you that. 352-735-1400. Okay, for those of us who have not had menopause but been with people who have, it's always important for me to learn, and it is everybody else, maybe more important for the ladies involved than the men who are around them, about what the nuance is regarding menopause. Early hot flashes are the focus of a study, and what it does in terms of complicating things for you as a cardiologist, Ken.
Exactly, and these hot flashes may not be so benign, especially in younger women, and they just need to be one thing that you're aware of. This is a study out of Menopause reported this week, Doug, that hot flashes in younger women, we're talking about 40 to 53 aged, in these younger women, it may be a sign of emerging abnormal functioning of the circulation system, and this can lead to cardiovascular disease. So in this study, women ages, again, 40 to 53, who experience frequent hot flashes, they may be at increased risk of developing heart disease. And I know Doug was going to ask me how could this possibly be, so this is the best we understand this, that hot flashes seem to affect the inner lining of the blood vessels, we call this the endothelium, and thus decrease the ability of blood vessels to relax. And this is very important, and this is the early stages of the development of coronary artery disease.
All right, so when you're saying the age, is that when the hot flashes start, somewhere in the 40s or before you're 53? You're talking about when the hot flashes begin at the beginning of menopause, or is this an experience no matter when, what point you're in experience of menopause?
Age 40 is a little early for most women. Average age of menopause is usually in the early 50s in America. And when you're around menopause, it's not unusual for a woman to start getting hot flashes. But as early as 40 is a little unusual, and that's the key here, that it is a warning that there may be some future heart disease, and then you have to aggressively get those risk factors under control. Blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, your weight, don't smoke, get enough sleep, eat a healthy diet, get that mental stress out of your life. It's almost as bad as smoking.
All right. There it is. Word to the wise is sufficient on both sides. If you're married to somebody or with someone who's going through menopause, let them, you're hearing this, and she may not know about it, get the download, find the archive of this, or tell your better half what it is that we have just passed along to you. Glean the information. I'm sure you can go. The journal is called Menopause, is it not?
So yeah. Right. And they're not yet going through menopause, but years before they're going through menopause, they're already having hot flashes. That's the subgroup of women that are being described here.
Got it. All right. Now let's turn to men and problems that men have with prostate cancer. We all have a prostate. Some people get cancer they haven't removed now these days. But there's a new test that is important for what category of people?
Well, this is the kind of story that you want to pull your hair out. And we talked about this back in 2012 when this story originally began. So let's just go through this because all guys need, and the women who love guys need to know about this. In a significant shift, and I have to commend this government group for admitting they didn't necessarily do the right thing. As much as they can admit fault, they have. In a significant shift, a key health advisory panel plans to soften its recommendation against prostate-specific antigen, that's the PSA, which doctors use to screen for detecting prostate cancer. Recall, Doug and I talked about this back in 2012 when that U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, that government body which has too much influence, recommended that
that men no longer get their PSA tested. That recommendation was based on evidence that PSA screening resulted in overdiagnosis and unnecessary treatment that could leave men impotent and incontinent. And the problem with that task force was that there were no urologists on that group that came out with a statement to stop measuring PSAs. And this really shook up the medical community, and there was just a lot of pushback, and the evidence just, the good studies published in peer-reviewed journals just kept demonstrating in the years after 2012 that that was not a good recommendation, and I want to commend them for admitting it and changing their recommendation, because it wasn't a good one in 2012. It's not a good one now. And so after reviewing follow-up evidence, the task force now has changed their recommendation. So here it is. They're recommending that men aged 55 to 69 have a discussion with their doctor about the pros and cons of PSA screening. For men aged 70 and older, the recommendation for no PSA screening remains in place.
All right. So I guess that, I think I'm still going to have mine done, because I think it still is important to do, and that's the conversation you and I had.
Exactly. And we've been ahead of the curve. You and I have a conversation, and we elect to do it. And that's where it should have been in 2012, but at least there, I have to commend them that they admit that they were wrong.
Well, science makes mistakes. Science is not perfect.
No, they didn't even interpret the science. You see, that's where I'm going to disagree here. And you know, I have a brother who's a urologist,
yes,
and I know a lot of urologists. And you know, the head of the urology group at that time, you know, was just so upset about this because they didn't do it on the science. No one really understands how they came to the decision.
Well, it's nothing to mess with. I will tell you from the peace of mind department, I'm very, very fortunate, knock on wood. I never asked you what your PSA count was, I don't think, but
it's good. It's good.
Mine is good. Mine's only fluctuated from, 0.4 to 0.8?
Right.
0.6 has been in there.
Because I think
they
have their recommendation correct now. It should have just stayed that way.
Yeah.
And a lot, believe me, a lot of doctors did not change and have been doing this ever since 2012. And I think the credibility of this group was really hurt by this decision, because they did not have any urologists on the board that made that decision.
Yeah. All right. More heart information from Ken the cardiologist as we continue. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on this hour of Good Day Health. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Superbeets. What are Superbeets? Superbeets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor, plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order, or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com. 44 past the hour. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, with a focus on a couple of issues. Because he's a cardiologist, I want to get to these. The idea that if you have a good heart, you'll have a good brain. And I can see where that makes sense. I was just, as I read that for the first time, I was thinking about this new thing I'm doing at the gym on a the upside down thing, whatever they, I forget what they call that, but you go, you hold yourself upside down so the blood runs to your head. And I was told for a while that wasn't good to do, not because it wasn't good for my head, but it wasn't good for my back. And now I got a guy I'm working with who says, no, it's good for your back. So, but certainly it's good to get the blood to your brain. So, what is, if you have a good, strong heart, it would seem to me that's the connection here. Let's see if my speculation is right.
Well, this comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug, that a healthy aging of the brain, it relies on the health of your heart and blood vessels when you're younger. People with risk factors for heart disease and stroke in middle age, they're more likely to have elevated levels of amyloid. That's a sticky protein known to clump together and form plaques in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease. So the key here is, if you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease as you get older, in middle age, you have to make sure you do everything to keep your circulation as healthy as possible. And we can go over it again if you want.
Well, I think that's pretty bottom line, though, isn't it? If you, the more blood you get to your brain, bingo. Now, what comes into effect here as I think about my own situation, the carotid artery that has a little blockage in it, does that help, or as much as you, it has to be really close to being shut off before the blood isn't going to get up there and do its work?
Well, your big coronaries are doing well, and you're trying your best to keep your risk factors as low as possible, and that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I have no plaque anywhere except what goes up to my brain. And so that's something to keep in mind, though. But healthy heart, healthy brain, long life. Okay, so here's another one. The grayer the hair on a man, the higher his heart risk. Now, I think my hair isn't gray anymore. It's more white, don't you? So I don't know whether this applies to me or not, but it's always good to have an anecdotal reference. That's why I always bring myself up, because I don't mind being a guinea pig. So where am I on this?
This is getting front page everywhere today. It's really amazing what attracts the interest in the media, but yeah, that's why I added this. And this comes out of the European Society of Cardiology meeting, their annual meeting that took place this week. And what they're reporting, Doug, is that gray hair appears to be associated, we don't know if it's the cause, but associated with a higher risk of heart disease.
Are we talking about an age here?
Because for men.
Right, everybody's going to get gray hair sooner or later, right?
Exactly. So what's going on here? Simply getting older causes gray hair. But it boosts the likelihood that a man's hair will turn gray as you get older. But at the same time, graying hair may also go hand in hand with unhealthy, what we call biological aging. This includes an increased risk for system-wide inflammation, hormonal changes, and impaired ability for DNA to repair itself and for cells to divide and grow. So it may be even more complicated than just aging. It just may be a future marker that the circulation itself is not going to repair itself like the hair isn't.
So are we saying the bad circulation causes your hair to turn gray, or is it
No,
like
no, no. It's an association. And it's not necessarily cause and effect. This study did not prove cause and effect. It just proved an association.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have a moment or two left here. Look at these skills that boost one's odds of being well. This is another interesting study.
This is very important. Proceedings in the National Academy of Sciences this week. Five life skills that can boost your odds of well-being. Everybody get these. Emotional stability, determination, control, optimism, and conscientiousness are all important life skills that can raise your prospects for a happy, healthy life. People with these traits are more likely to be healthier, less lonely, and more financially stable.
Mm-hmm. No, man.
You want to do them again?
Sense. Yeah, let's repeat them one more time.
Emotional stability.
Yep.
Determination.
Mm-hmm.
Control.
Mm-hmm.
Optimism.
Mm-hmm.
And conscientiousness. I think you're guilty of all five, Doug.
I hope so, and you too. Optimism, especially thinking about how you can get the best out of this wonderful opportunity we have to live. on this planet in this body that we have. Don't abuse it. Don't wreck it. Don't mess it up. All right, some good words from Dr. Ken Kronhaus as we continue here. This is the weekly program focused. We have 2 hours every week, one Dr. Jack Stockwell, the other one Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here with us now at 10 minutes for the hour.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, famous cardiologist. You are well known is probably better. You probably would be embarrassed by saying famous. But he is famous. He's known around the world. He's got some interesting research that has come out about using EECP. You know, it's interesting because before I found this, you suggested I do it. And I know you treat people using, it's called enhanced electronic
enhanced external counterpulsation.
Right. Which basically creates new little micro arteries and veins, right, in your system to get the blood around?
Among other things, it does stimulate new blood vessel development, and it also enhances the function. It improves the function, restores the function of the blood vessels you already have.
Mm-hmm. So you have published information, done a lot of research, and now you're being acknowledged for that, which I think is important. You got me to do the EECP.
Well,
And it has you measured the new microvessels that came, especially in my heart, where you wanted to see some more blood flow in a particular area of my heart?
You know, cardiologists are not people who are timid. You don't go into cardiology timidly. Mm-hmm. And they're not people who have a lot of self-doubt. But the whole profession is going to have to acknowledge that we've been misdiagnosing a huge number of people for decades. And this is called small vessel heart disease. It goes by coronary microvascular dysfunction. We know that about 50% of people who have a heart catheterization, Doug, do not have any significant disease in their big vessels. They don't go on to angioplasty or to bypass surgery. And what we have discovered, and this was published in Circulation, our Bible journal, this past January for cardiology, that up to 60% of these people have small vessel heart disease, coronary microvascular dysfunction. So all these millions of people over the past decades that we've been telling are fine, have no heart disease, go see the GI doctor or go see another doctor, they mm-hmm. do have heart disease. Mm-hmm. And the whole profession is going to be realizing and accepting this, if they haven't already, they should, that we've been misdiagnosing these people.
So is there a food end to this as well? How you eat, exercise, as well as a
lifestyle is so important. Diet, exercise, mental stress reduction, getting enough sleep. It's all so important. Staying away from a lot of excess alcohol. Your lifestyle, diet, exercise, stress reduction, alcohol, don't smoke. Just live a healthy life and make sure you get enough sleep.
Meredith and I visited you in December.
Stress is horrible.
Stress is horrible, and eating, I have this thing about sweets, and I've sort of laid off for the most part over the winter. I've lost about 10 pounds, and you can sort of see it and feel it, and it is something that is moderately easy with a lot of exercise to do.
I'm not
where I want to be yet, but it's really something, and that coupled with how you do these things like EECP, what you want to do is get the stuff out of your system that gets in the way of the blood going to where it needs to go.
Well, the best drug that I prescribe is exercise. And these small vessels, they're microscopic. They form a web off of the big vessels. They go into the thickness of the heart. You can't see them. So, but they do cause a lot of symptoms. They can cause chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue. And people who have these symptoms, haven't been diagnosed, get the doctors to think about this. Small vessel heart disease. It's
ask
so common.
Ask them about a doctor when you go to your cardiologist. I just mentioned Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his research. And
well, the contribution we made was with Dr. Lawson at Stony Brook was that showing that EECP is a very effective treatment for the small vessel heart disease that you can't see.
Okay. So then let's go one step further here with the effectiveness, the safeness, enhancing your body by using super beets, which basically opens up the arteries and gets blood to these areas as well.
Well, nitric oxide is very important for these small vessels, and a lot of people are advocating getting your nitric oxide level up to help improve the function of the small vessels.
So if you had a doctor say to you, I'm not getting enough blood, I don't hear the blood, I don't see the blood getting to this area of your body, and you need EECP, taking super beets would be an enhancement as well.
Well, what I recommend people is check their nitric oxide level. There's a physiologist at Baylor. He is associated with Neogenes. He has developed these test strips with saliva to check your nitric oxide level. And the Neo 40 gets your tank level up. And if you do want a boost of nitric oxide during the day instead of those caffeinated beverages, that's where Super Beats is good.
All right. So Super Beats, Ken recommends them. You heard his story talking about healthy blood flow. Get a bonus of 30 days extra when you order for the first time. Call 800-655-4183. Get on the Super Beats program. Do yourself and your family a favor. 800-655-4183. Listen to Ken. Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Lifetime Grade 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.